Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef, and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
The Celtics last night are exactly what I have been worrying about all year long. When you never face adversity, it hits in the playoffs, and you have no clue how you respond.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first road win for the Cavs last night during the NBA playoffs,
yep.
and it happened here. And
but you know how long it's been since they had a road win as the Cavs?
No.
6 years.
Yeah.
Since LeBron was there, they haven't won a playoff game on the road. You weren't even on EEI the last time they won a playoff game on the road.
I mean, I'll start my lead now, but my lead's going to be about the Celtics. The Celtics historically have performed really bad in game twos as well. So you go back, I believe they've lost the last four game twos. So you know what? They got smacked across the face. They're going to come out. There's no chance that the Cavs are going to be shooting as well as they did last night. They cannot repeat that. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers can do that again.
Yeah, but also you're not – I mean, what did Donovan Mitchell have for points in the first half?
Ooh.
6, 8, something like that?
Yeah, he only had, I think, 3 field goals in the first half.
Yeah, and he's able to – and then he had, what, 45 in the second? I mean, so you've got to be able to, on a night like that, take advantage of that in the first half and then figure it out in the second. Like, they're – I don't know. It's weird, Curtis. They're such a great basketball team, and – it's a one-off maybe. Maybe they're going to have a one-off every series.
And I'm fine with that. If they need to have one, it's just embarrassing. And it's embarrassing to do it in front of your home crowd. That sucks. For all the Celtics fans that probably saved up a ton of money to be able to go attend and see this team in person, to go to a game two and see that performance, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I know you guys are in Bermuda, but I just drove down right by the station. And it was lovely to see the hour back down center.
This is fiery today.
But it's pathetic. I hate teams that are talented and do stuff like that. And if you ever wonder what side you're on, whether it's the Joe Mazzulla or Gary Washburn, if you read one story, spend the dollar. I'm actually telling you to give the Globe money. $1 for 6 months. Gary Washburn today in the Globe is spectacular. He says they pouted. They took their ball and went home. Mazzulla was short with the media, punching down. The only reason that this team has this air of superiority is because they hit their shots. When they go 2 for 18, they lose. And this sort of congeals into the fear I had that if this team actually had to face adversity, I didn't think they'd face it with the Cavs. The Cavs are a vastly inferior team. The Celtics were at home. As we noted, the Cavs hadn't won a playoff road game in 6 years. But just the way in which, when it's not going their way, they just sort of go.
Yeah.
But are you really worried about them, Curtis?
Well, that was good.
What does that mean? Worried about them against the Cavs? No. No, yeah. They're not going to lose this series. I'm worried about what this shows for when the team actually faces legitimate competition, likely not until the NBA Finals.
And being unable to overcome it.
Exactly.
And I don't know, the argument about Missoula, which you brought up, about those yanking those guys with too much time. What was it, 5 minutes left last night? Like, I don't – starter-wise, do you care about that? You don't want somebody to get hurt in a game like that?
I don't think it's something that I would have done.
Is that in your mind – you wouldn't do it?
No, I think it's rewarding people for not playing hard.
Mm. And Curtis had brought it up the last series, or maybe you did, Greg, where you said, you know, are you okay with Missoula keeping Tatum in that late into the game when they were up like 20?
When they're up.
Yeah. But then we all said, well, Tatum wants to be in that we like that fight. We like the fact that he doesn't want to be taken out of game. So now if you're down, you take him out, it doesn't make any sense to me. I would have kept him in.
Yeah. I like the way Curtis put it, which is that you're rewarding somebody for failure, you know, early on. So
yeah, I mean, I think this from Washburn today, because I don't want to take it without giving him the proper credit for it. He says, the most embarrassing aspect of game two was not that the Celtics lost by 20 plus points, that they were visibly pouting in the face of adversity, taking their ball and going home when their opponent was tougher and more resilient than they expected. Those are not championship characteristics. And I think that perfectly encapsulates what I saw watching that game, even right before the half. I know it was not that big of a deal. It felt like all game that the Celtics were eventually just going to put their pedal to the metal and run away with it. But they had an 8-point lead with about a minute 20 left before half. And they just totally allowed the Cavs to enter halftime, tied the game. Even then, Jaylen Brown does this awful like dunk attempt where it like slips out of his hand. He was like trying to do the Michael Jordan dunk from the foul line. I don't know. It was a incredibly frustrating night, but this could be, Greg and Courtney, the game we look back on. That was the wake-up call, that they were embarrassed as a national TV and for the world to see, and that this is what was the catalyst of getting them back together.
Well, Jason Tatum isn't going to most likely struggle from outside like he struggled last night again.
But I guess not, but isn't that kind of like, I don't know, like it just when they're hitting their shots, they're good. When they're not, they're bad. Like, shouldn't you have other ways to win games?
Yeah.
Defensively, they were bad.
I think he was like 7 for 17 or something. That's not going to happen most likely many times throughout this run.
Right.
So.
And the other interesting thing, Greg, is that throughout the course of the game, I don't know if you guys get this, Tatum is like the biggest lightning rod where – there are people that fill my DMs with, you know, this is evidence that he sucks, he can't raise his game, and then it's not his fault. Like, we can all agree that Tatum hasn't fully arrived until he wins a championship when you're a Boston Celtic, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
So until he does that, he hasn't quote-unquote arrived. And I don't think last night is solely on him. I think it was a team collective effort, or lack thereof. But it is amazing how no matter what the score is, I thought Courtney's lead the other day on Tatum, even though he hadn't played a big game offensively, he had done well in other avenues. Like, I feel no matter what happens, we all think it's Missoula, but I really think the story is going to be Tatum when it comes to the end of the season.
Well, Celtics give one away at home, 118-94, the final, that series tied at one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.